Ford Community College is the ideal program for you. You will experience all hands-on training using the most common tools used by the industry. For more information, please contact the Telecommunication Director, Susan McGraw, at 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842. Or email her at scmcgraw@hfcc.edu. This is your chance. Don't blow it.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Yeah, get down and dance. You hear that? That's the sound of arthritis pain being moved, grooved, hustled, shuffled, juke, jive, junked, funked, shimmy, shook, and boogied. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, wind and grind on over to fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
WHFR, Dearborn. The show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. There we are. I love that song. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dennis.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Anthony, again.
Thank you, guys. Loving the song.
We love the song. We're here at Spring Break at Henry Ford Community College, and that's where, in case anybody doesn't know...
I was going to do a woohoo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
it's Spring Break. Woohoo! You got to do that every time you say Spring Break. Woohoo!
Okay. are you...
Really? I'm serious.
Okay, you know... We should really talk about these
things. Started with my daughter a while ago. No, it's like an inside thing that I didn't involve. Yeah, apparently didn't fill you in on the inside
very,
thing.
Very, you didn't let me in.
Right. Well, it's just spring break.
It's kind of important. Anyway, the point is that when we have these meetings before the show, that would be a really good time to bring me up to speed on.
Yeah, it slipped my mind.
All right, so I don't feel so bad. Anyway, we're here. We're live on the campus of Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn, Michigan. It is spring break here.
Woohoo. All right, I'm going to stop that.
Really?
No. Okay. All right.
That's because it was going so well. Anyway, we are back. It is March 9th.
March 9th.
And good to see you, Lindsay.
Good to see you.
It's so funny because I see you almost every day.
Pretty close to, but it's always good to see you, Dennis.
It's good to see you. And in this environment, it's a little different, I think.
Yeah.
I think that we learn more in the...
It's all business.
Yeah. Yeah, we learn more in the hour or... six that it takes to do this show than I do during the rest of the week. So what's going on? We have some things to recap. I do know that.
Well, there was a big event going on. The Homelessness Marathon was a success here for WHFR and for the CAS community.
CAS Community Services. We thank them. We thank Jeremy Alderson.
Yes.
For everything he did. He put so much into this thing. I mean, it was incredible. Just a real quick recap. February 23rd, we had, 23rd through 24th, 14-hour, the 13th annual 14-hour Homelessness Awareness Marathon. I was down there with our program director, Lynn, for the entire time. Lindsay.
When he says down there, it's the CAS corridor that you were in, right? You were down at the CAS community
services shelter. Yeah.
Okay.
We were right at their shelter, broadcasting live mm-hmm. for 14 hours. Incredible experience. We talked a little bit about it on the WHFR Journal with Jay. So I don't want to go into too much detail other than the fact that it was eye-opening. And I'm not exaggerating when I say life-changing. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to see things that you don't see every day. And they were positive. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, it was so horrible. No, it was like people that you think might be in a bad way that are actually doing things for themselves and just productive beyond most people you and I know.
There was some very inspiring stories. I listened for a little while to the broadcast, and quite a few stories, remarkable people that have came up from the lowest of low and have brought themselves to the higher of high.
Absolutely.
And it's really nice that we could have been a part of that.
Oh, we were the station, 100 and, you know what, I'm still not clear, 140 to 160 stations across North America, Canada and the U.S., and we were the host. We were the only one to broadcast all 14 hours. And yeah, we have a little bit of a limited range, but we're on the internet. And I did get a lot of feedback from people all over the country based on the live stream and hearing the show. Crazy 14 hours. And I was tired, not going to lie to you. But we came back and we had a full day here, and it did. It made me look at things a little bit differently. And I heard other people saying that they appreciate that situation much more now. And we missed you there. You know, I know we weren't sure what we were going
to
do.
I didn't know what to do. I was going to come, and then I wasn't sure if I should go down there, and I didn't know what if I was going to be needed. And then I get that message from you.
Yeah, I texted you at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, we really do need you.
Yeah, I didn't know if it would be a good idea to drive down the Cass corridors at 3 o'clock in the morning,
Mel,
to be honest with you. I don't want to, you know, I just... 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not my hour to be driving around.
It was, no, I understand. I wanted you to know that you know, obviously it was something that I wanted you to share in it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's what the text was more than anything. And we also, last week, Wednesday, we had an opportunity, Lindsay, myself, and some other people from the station, went to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. It was a Great Lakes conference in Lansing. And I was fortunate to be the recipient of a scholarship from the Michigan Association.
Yay, Dennis!
Woohoo! And we all went down there and learned a lot. They had workshops going on. They had all this. It was
great networking. Met a lot of good people.
Yeah,
had a good time. Had a very good time.
I mean, there were job offers going out and internship offers, and there were some things that you and I we talked about privately that give us reason to be excited.
It was a wonderful opportunity.
That's so cool.
Very good time.
The food was excellent. We averted a near disaster as we were leaving the parking lot of the restaurant. Our fearless leader, Jake Hornick, I don't know. I mean, the door didn't shut or something on the van, and the door swung.
Take that turn, and whoa.
And, you know, and Kristen's an excellent driver, so, I mean, I don't know where this came from. But, apparently maybe he said something to take her off. Is what I'm thinking.
We have to let our listeners know he is okay.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Fall out. It was just a near, it's what could have happened.
It's what could have happened that makes it so funny. No, I mean, so tragic.
It's terrifying.
He had his seatbelt on, so he was fine. Yeah. And we stopped the vehicle, shut the door, and it was without incident the rest of the trip home.
It was fun.
Okay, so that's the recap. That's what some of the things, or exciting things that the station is involved in. What are some of the future things we wanted to talk about? I know in front of me, if I can touch on this, this is kind of universal message here. We have the 2010 census, specifically the Michigan 2010 census, is happening. Census Day is April 1st. The questionnaires are mailed or delivered to households this month in March 2010. And I just want to, I'm going to read directly from this. This is such an important thing that I don't want to mess it up. I have in front of me 10 questions, 10 minutes, 10 years of benefits. The census is a count of every person living in the United States that's required by the U.S. Constitution and takes place every 10 years. The information is confidential. The law mandates that every person living in the U.S. must complete the 2010 census questionnaire. It takes 10 questions, 10 minutes. And in your community, each person counted means additional funds. This is the big one, Lindsay. Each person counted means additional funds for community services, including schools. Kind of a big deal. Roads, hospitals, clean and safe parks, neighborhood fire stations, women and infants and children. That's a WIC program that mothers, it's available to mothers in need to be able to feed their kids. Also senior services, Head Start programs, public transportation, and more. It's important. It's vital that they get an accurate count. So I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a quick question, though? Sure. It's 10 questions.
10 minutes, 10 years. Yep, 10 questions.
I wonder do you know what they ask? I mean, this is done every 10 years, and I really couldn't tell you 10 years ago if I was filling out my census.
You know, I think I did.
So, what do they ask? Do you know? We're going to figure, yeah.
No, and it's, but it's, you know, no, it would probably, it's information probably relevant to income, how many people are in your household.
Yeah, that's exactly income, what I was thinking, it's household. You know,
and a lot of this, and I mean, funds become available based on the number of people. So, if a small percentage, or even less than a full percentage of the full amount of people fill this out, you could be, you know, hurting yourself regarding benefits. So that's it. That's our message. Please fill this out. I know I will. Just like voting, you know, it makes a difference.
Very important.
And then we have one other thing I wanted to touch on. Boy, I'm monopolizing this, aren't I? Anyway, we talked about it briefly on our last show. There's a unique gift for a special person. A gift certificate for a golf package that supports student scholarships. This is huge. HFCC's 19th annual Mike Adderay Memorial Golf Tournament, presented by Member Focused Credit Union. It is played. It's not until May 19th, but it's a big enough deal, and it's in demand enough to be able to. People should probably sign up for this early. Packages for the Memorial Tournament are $200 for the morning and $250 for the afternoon. And the tournament is HFCC Foundation's largest annual fundraising event to benefit HFCC students. Last year, we talked about this. We were both surprised. Last year, the tournament raised more than $65,000 for scholarships.
Wonderful.
We'll bring that up again. We have another show, just so everybody knows. We'll repeat this at the end. This month, we're doing two. We're doing today's show, this recorded show, as well as one on March 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also do our regular show at the beginning of April. So we're doing that. We will bring this up again probably every show.
Yes.
This is a big deal. Well, I've benefited from some of these scholarships, so it's especially relevant to me. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll see you, Linz. Bye.
Adios.
What do you have there?
All right. Well, it's a pre-education conference, which I was looking through it, what's going on there, and it's kind of similar to what we did with the MAB, but for educators or future educators. It's going to be Saturday, March 27th here at Henry Ford Community College at the Andrew A. Mazzara Administrative Services and Conference Center. That's the big blue building on Evergreen with all the windows. And it's going to be tons of representatives from universities, and HFCC pre-education graduates will be available to discuss their teacher preparation programs and at their institutions that they're at. There's tons of different seminars going on about the transition from student to teacher and how to get there, how to feel once you finally get that degree. And I know I have some friends that are teachers, and they were just the anxiety that you have when you graduate and being like, okay, I'm done with school, and right. Now I have to be a teacher, like, kind of freaks you out a little bit.
You never feel
like you're ready. Like, my one friend was like, I really feel like I need to go do more school. I'm not ready to teach a bunch of kids. And, I mean, she's very, very smart person, graduated from the University of Michigan Dearborn, and she still was just very nervous. So these seminars, I'm sure, are going to help a lot of people in that feeling of, oh no, can I do it?
Well, you know, the only thing I want to say is that I think that anytime you're working actively towards a goal like that, and then you have the necessary training leading up to it, I think anytime you're on that doorstep where you're like, all right, I have all this behind me, it's time to jump into the water, I think you're apprehensive. I can't even imagine how much more because children are involved.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, and if it's something that you have a passion for,
right.
And if you weren't nervous, then there would be something wrong. I mean, when you're nervous, that shows how much you care.
I agree. So, I mean, and that's why I, like, basically get sick before every one of our shows, because I care.
I hold his hair.
Yeah, she does. Oh, that's so funny. All right, what a visual.
So, the pre-education conference, once again, it's on Saturday, March 27th from 8 a.m. to 1:30.
All right.
Now, I think if you want to know more about this, you can email D, Z as in zebra, O, P as in Peter, F as in Frank, at hfcc.edu. That's Deborah Zopf. And her phone number is also 313-845-6430. And if you want to know more about any of the information of Henry Ford Community College's pre-education programs, she is the lady to talk to.
That is awesome.
And she can send you in the right direction. But this definitely, for any of the students out there that are looking to go into teaching, check out this conference.
That's cool. Listen, we're going to take a non-commercial break and come right back. And we have lots more on the table for you.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
Looking for a day of good music and good food? As luck would have it, you can enjoy the music of the Celtic Quartet Millish right here on the campus of Henry Ford Community College in the Student and Culinary Arts Center Pavilion, Wednesday, March 17th at 11:30 a.m. Come and listen to our own Campus Green Connection, Millish, St. Patrick's Day.
We are back, and that was Put Me on the Radio.
Mitch and Anthony. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, and also known as the HFCC Campus Connection theme song. And we're back to talk about it. So more of the things that are going on. This is the Campus Connection. If this is your first time listening, just tuning in, whatever. We are the second Tuesday of every month between 1 and 2 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. We have another show on the 23rd this month. And we talk about things that are relevant to the outside community, but they're going on at the school. Just things like we have a free planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point right there. I'll use that as an example, Lindsay. The last show for the Winter Star Talk, which is the Winter Planetarium show, is a week from when this
today.
Airs. A week from when this airs, right, the 16th. Mm-hmm. We're not open. We're at spring break.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And so the last show, after that, it'll be a spring show because obviously the stars and everything moves.
I'm excited.
Based on the season. So yeah, you gotta check that out. I know you're ready for spring. You're so funny.
I'm ready for spring.
But so we have things like going out, and that's the purpose of this show, is we're here's your favorite word, Lindsay. We're ambassadors to the community. We are. Ambassador Linz and Ambassador Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, our ambassadordom, what do you have there?
There's some important dates I want to touch on real fast.
Okay.
For the students, March 22nd, online registration for the spring semester does begin. So make sure to get on, register. The spring semester fills up quick. There are not as many classes being offered as there are in the fall. So you want to get in and register as fast as you can. And with online registration, that's an awesome way to start March 22nd.
But that would only be for current students.
Yes.
I believe new students cannot register online.
No.
So they'll have to register. Right. They can't schedule their classes online. They may be able to. No, they should talk. They have to physically come in.
They have to come in and meet with registration and records down there.
Right.
In the basement of the admissions building.
And this is I've been asked by more than a few people, how do you know, you guys are on the radio, and they say, Dennis, you know, I know I could do a better job than you, so you know, you're there. Seriously, we took a class. We are not told what to say. It is a wonderful position to be in, to be, you know, we're held responsible for what we say, but at the same time, there's a level of trust here,
mm-hmm.
that, we're going to be the strong ambassadors that we're trying to be. We had to take a class to be on the radio.
TCM 189
is telecommunications. It's the class is 189. And after that, we took a comprehensive exam. I mean, it was one of the harder exams I've taken. It was, maybe not for you, Lindsay, but it was very difficult for me. And, but I passed. And after doing that, we had an idea for a show. We pitched the idea. I became the news director, which was kind of important because I think as part of that, a talk show is sort of in the description, you know, mm-hmm. if not creating one and hosting one, at least producing. So that kind of fell into our realm and here we are. I think this is our, sixth show, something like that.
We're on a roll.
We are. And they keep telling us to come back. So this is kind of cool. So they haven't found something better yet. So that's for you guys out there. You know, you can unseat us, I guess.
Unseat us.
Well,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Good luck.
We'll give you a fight. But the point is that people can do what we're doing and it's not.
If anybody would like to collaborate or has some ideas, we were just loving to hear them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
More than happy.
All right. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, more important dates, actually. Since I am one of the ambassadors of the school here, have been asked a few times, Lindsay, hey, do you know when the semester ends and when like spring semester starts? And
you're like, no, but I can find out.
Of course I do. Yeah, I know. I got it like in the file in my brain. I pull it out. Oh yeah, May 8th. That's the last day of winter classes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And then there is no break, Dennis. Like spring semester is right there. It starts May 11th.
Oh, that's right. You know why? And that's a Tuesday. Normally it would start on Monday, but the final grades are due on the 10th. So you're right. It literally is a day after the semester.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right.
And you'll be here, huh?
I will be here.
Huh?
Yes.
I'll stop by, say hi.
You know, we'll have a show that day, the 11th.
Yeah. You don't say.
So you'll stop by.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Well, you'll probably be here on the 10th, right?
I'm here all the time, hanging out. So, on that note, important dates. There is this women's recognition luncheon coming up March 26th, 11 to 2, in the Student and Culinary Arts Center. And it is presented by the Office of Student Outreach and Support.
Okay.
What is it?
What is it?
It is a luncheon and a silent auction in support of Worthy HFCC Cause, which is it benefits HFCC Student Emergency Fund,
okay.
which provides financial assistance to HFC students with emergency needs. The silent auction begins at 11, and it's a noon program. The program and there's going to be some speakers, I believe, and lunch, right. and everything begins at noon. Tickets are $40 for this, but what's cool is $17 of it is tax deductible. Neat.
Really cool.
You have to RSVP by soon, March 12th. So that's this week, this Friday. You need to RSVP for it. You can register online at hfcc.edu/womensrecognitionluncheon. If you need more information, would like more information, you can call 313-845-9620. This is a really worthy cause. Definitely. I think it's...
For emergency needs? Are you kidding? That's huge.
Yeah.
That's absolutely huge. I agree.
And from 11 to 2. And it takes place, like I said, on March 26th. But you got to register for it by the 12th, by this Friday.
Okay.
So hurry up and register, make your phone calls, figure out what you can do to be involved with this wonderful, wonderful luncheon going on here at Henry Ford Community College.
And you know what? As with everything that we talk about... it may be the first time you're hearing about some of these events or the news through us, but a lot of this stuff, and we verify and we get extra details from our website. So the website does, it's comprehensive. It has the answers that you need. Feel free to go there for more information. And as Lindsay and I are apt to do, we'll give you the numbers if we have them.
Mm-hmm. And hfcc.edu, that's the website where it's current. It's always up to date, always current.
Right.
And it's a, actually, it's really easy to maneuver. I've gone to school websites and other schools,
I know.
I've came across some trouble trying to maneuver through their site, and I've been like, you know, what do I do? How do I get to this link? What is going on? And HFCC has a very, very easy website to maneuver through. So that's good for me.
Well, me too. It's definitely helped me. What else you got over there?
Seminars, transfer seminars. Remember, we talked about these.
Big deals.
This is this big deal. Very exciting. Next week, when we come back from spring break...
Woohoo.
Good job.
It was really lame, wasn't it?
Next week when we come back from spring break, Eastern Michigan University will be here on location at the Learning Resources Center building on Tuesday, March 16th for pretty much the majority of the day. From 1 to 2, they'll be there. They'll take a little break from, and then again, they'll be there from 3 to 4, and then a little break, and then 5 to 6. So pretty much that seems like... they'll be taking an hour break, 1 to 2,
right.
Take a break, 3 to 4, take a break. Pretty much the majority of the day. They will be here on March 16th talking about minimum, maximum amount of credits you need to transfer. How do you know which HFCC classes will transfer? How do you apply to a university? I mean, all these questions that it's really intimidating when you leave to go to another school and you have put in all this hard work and all this time and energy into going to this school. To then be like, oh no.
Starting all over again, really?
Yeah.
But on a bigger scale.
Yeah, and really, they're going to give you that kind of like peace of mind that, no, you're not starting all over, because these credits will transfer, and they're going to show you which ones will, how to get it done, what to do, and I think it's wonderful that they're going to be here. The following week, which will be the week of the 22nd, March 23rd is a Tuesday, University of Michigan Dearborn will be here doing the same thing. So these are very, very important seminars going on for students that are planning to transfer to Eastern Michigan University, University of Michigan Dearborn, and Wayne State University will be here. And that's going to be the following week after that, March 30th.
So we'll talk about that a little
bit. We'll give a reminder on our next show, which is the 23rd. We will remind those future Wayne State University students that they need to be at the transfer seminar to learn about learn the ropes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Because there's so many things that if you don't do it right, you'll pay for it later. For instance, had you or I not done the necessary things and talked to the right people when we came here, we may be looking at extra classes that we need to take before moving on to the next school.
Exactly. And you know what a downer that is when you think you're ready to go.
It's very deflating.
And you're done and you're ready, and then you find out, oh, no, you mean I need six more credit
right,
hours?
Or whatever really? It is. Sure, yeah. Sure.
That's a bummer.
And, you know, it's imperative. And then the counselors, obviously, they're equipped to handle.
And what's really cool about this is there is no reservation required. You just show up, say you want to go to Eastern Michigan next year or in the fall, and you got a free time in between your class from 3 to 4, stop by the Resource Center building and talk with them for a little bit.
They'll be there.
You know, they'll be there all day, 1 to 6, all day long.
We are going to take another non-commercial break. We have kind of exciting, the next segment of the show, HFCC is hosting the 3rd Annual Alternative Energy Summit. This is just a monstrous deal to our school and to the whole region, and we're going to have somebody on to talk about that, and we're going to be right back after this non-commercial message. Stay tuned.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
And we are back, and as promised, we have rather a special guest here. We're fortunate to have the HFCC. We are hosting the third annual Alternative Energy Summit, and with us we have, go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, today we are with the Director of Religion Studies Program, Mr. Bill Seacrest. Thank you for coming to the show today.
Yeah, please, thank you very much.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
And basically, we want to talk a little bit about this summit. First, I would like to maybe clarify what exactly a summit is.
Yes, Lindsay, a summit is the top of the mountain. And in the context of a big meeting like this, it's bringing together operatives, people who will be able to actually execute the mission. So in a geopolitical sense, a summit meeting is bringing together the leaders of nations so that they can make peace or do something else that would be worthwhile. In our case, we're at war with the planet, and so what we're trying to do is bring together folks who can help wage a war on behalf of not just the human beings, but all of the various forms of life that we share the planet with.
Very nice. So what can we expect with this summit? That's wonderful. What can we expect to be going on at this alternative energy summit? I have that there's going to be quite a few speakers there.
Yeah.
And one of them that I am kind of curious about is the broadcast journalist that's going to be there.
Yes, that would be Matt Rausch. Matt Rausch. And he's going to discuss renewable in Michigan. So he's going to be, he represents WWJ News Radio, and he's an environmentally astute kind of a guy. So he's going to be here talking about renewable Michigan, how we can get our state rolled around so that we're no longer the loser, that we're moving into the fast track towards an economic recovery and also a recovery of the environment, not just in the state, but all over the world.
We are one of the few states, though, that are actually really pushing this alternative energy. Like, we have a lot of opportunities here in Michigan as far as alternative energy goes. So this is big for Michigan and big for Henry Ford Community College to be sponsoring this summit going on. So maybe a little bit more about what's going to be going on at the summit?
Yes, well, we started this 3 years ago as part of a national program called Focus the Nation, and our just 3 years ago was pretty much just alerting our service area to the environmental quandary that we've find ourselves in these days. And then last year we began to address the solutions along with continuing to draw attention to the problems. And this year I'm kind of excited about it. The emphasis is now swinging even further towards solutions. Increasingly, people know that we have a problem with global climate change and the phenomenon of peak oil, which means the oil which drives this society is not getting any cheaper, and indeed it's going to become increasingly expensive. So we're having to find ways to transition our society away from fossil fuels into alternative energies. And along those lines, we're bringing together the leadership at the state level. Our keynote speaker, two of them in the afternoon, one is going to be Beth Summers, and she's going to be speaking on green jobs in Michigan. She works for the governor and is in charge of the programs to help roll over our manufacturing sector from just building heavy metal cars and whatnot into windmills and solar technology and the other alternative energies which are on the agenda. And we also have Robert Vicano, the Wayne County executive, is going to be here talking about what's going locally here in Wayne County. The opening speaker in the morning is going to be Peter Sinclair, who is one of the nation's leading teachers, I guess we could call him a teacher, about global climate change, and he pretty much is out there helping to focus people's awareness that global climate change, which is a result of the greenhouse gases that are pumped into the atmosphere by the burning of fossil fuels, that this is indeed a real phenomenon. There are some in the United States who continue to be in denial about the fact that climate change is a function of our industrial civilization. So Peter Sinclair is going to remind us about what is the situation, and we have these other keynote speakers talking about how we're going to be addressing that at the political and economic level, and then we will have breakout groups, four different breakout sessions throughout the day. The program begins at 8:30, 8 o'clock for registration, 8:30. We'll have the introductions and our keynote speaker, Peter Sinclair and Matt Rausch at WWJ. Then we'll have a breakout session from 10 to 11 and a second breakout session from 11 until 11:45. And we'll have speakers again after lunch from 1 until 1:40. That'll be Beth Summers from Lansing and Robert Ficano from Wayne County. And then again, we'll have two more breakout sessions from 1 until 2:30 and from 2:30 to 3:30. And the breakout sessions are going to be bringing in folks who are actually doing the hands-on kind of stuff, people who will be speaking about how you can get your home insulated, how you can, understand the benefits of using wind and solar technology. People will be coming in from various agencies, both private and government, to talk about incentives that are, cash incentives, such as the Home Star program, which is just being launched right now at the federal level to offer rebates for people who wish to tweak their homes, tighten them up.
Nice.
I was just going to say, you said something that caught my attention. Now, I share a classroom with you three days a week, meaning I'm one of your students, and we just saw a film called The 11th Hour, which was a wonderful film. And one of the things that we talked about that was such a big deal is how the film was broken down into, this is what's happening, this is the awareness level now, and this is what we can do. And as you said in class, the solutions part of it is so important. It's what gives us hope. And it sounds like this particular summit, we've turned the corner a little bit. I think we know a lot more than we did 2 years ago.
Yeah. And we're at a critical moment now because it's making economic sense for us to address the problems that are creating our environmental, our major environmental problems. It's just becoming an economically prudent agenda to tighten up our homes.
So often that's what happens, though. It has to hit us financially before we start to take notice.
Right. Unfortunately, you have to wait till you're at the 11th hour, 59th minute, right there at the end. I didn't mention that Ford Motor Company's coming, and General Motors, and Chrysler, and they're going to be trotting out their new cars, their electric vehicles, and they're going to be also addressing in the breakout sessions what kind of technology is going on the automotive front, which is, I think, exciting here at Henry Ford Community College.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge, and that's the thing. This is going to get international attention, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, this is certainly a very, very important summit, Alternative Energy Summit, going on, and I wanted to clarify real quick, it is Friday, March 19th, that this will be taking place.
Yes, a week from this coming Friday, and it'll be big.
You did say registration begins at 8, but it is free to the public, correct?
It's absolutely free, okay. And we'll even be giving out little prizes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So what is registration? You show up at 8 o'clock, make sure that you basically have a seat, or that there's enough room for you to be there?
Yeah, we'll give you something to sign so we know you're there, just so we can keep track of how many folks are coming. We don't know how many to expect. Last year we had pretty much a full house and we only ran it half the day, so this year we've decided to go in until 4 or 4:30 instead of 1 o'clock. And we think there's a tremendous surge in interest, so we kind of feel it's going to be big.
Definitely a surge in interest. Yeah. I think that this is probably very important to a lot of the displaced auto workers in the area. mentioning the green energy or the green jobs and stuff. You said Beth Summers was going to be speaking about mm-hmm. various green jobs, mm-hmm. and the Henry Ford Community College has alternative energy program, which I'm sure a lot of displaced auto workers would be interested in learning more about. As I'm not sure 100% if this is correct, but I know that they can get help with tuition as far as losing their jobs in the auto industry and being able to come into things like renewable energy and actually telecommunications as well as another field that mm-hmm. is growing in Michigan, and these auto workers will have, it will be the next step for them, I believe.
Though there's incentives all over the place. I do know that. Mm-hmm. What that means as far as, is it a tuition break or what happens, I'm not positive either. And that's something I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
That's important. Nobody's coming here and saying their hand isn't out. And I use that. We just did the homelessness marathon. I think, mm-hmm. We were a big part of. And a lot of people say, well, do I have to give money? No, this is an awareness thing. This is not, nobody has their hand out saying, here, we want pledges or we want money from you. Is it a similar thing with the summit? Are we hoping to walk away with an increased awareness?
Yeah, you know, Henry Ford Community College is in the business of building the future. That's our motto. Our other motto is pro bonum omnia, for the good of all. And so the mandate of the community college is basically to get the information out to the public. First of all, education, building awareness of where we're going now. The community college is pretty close to the street level, unlike some of the great universities like the University of Michigan. They're a little bit more etheric. You know, they're up there at the top of the ivory tower, and they're thinking great thoughts and inventing great ways forward, but somebody's got to implement. And I think that's what we do at the community college, is we bring those folks in right off the street. You know, our open door policy is right this way. As you know, I mean, we're overflowing with constituents here at the college right now.
Right.
And we have so many, 19,000 students, and this is a surge. And a lot of these people are coming back and signing up for things like our alternative energy program, which has just got started a couple years ago, like our religious studies program, and it's booming.
Right this way. That would be a great new motto for our school.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
Yeah.
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was very nice.
We get a guy in a lobster uniform out on the road on Evergreen. you don't think that'd work?
No, I think that'd be good.
You know I would do it.
Yeah, and that's better. You get to see so many of these Statue of Liberty people because we're getting towards taxis, and that's getting old.
That is so old. No, the lobster. It's all about the lobster.
Yeah, be good.
Crab legs. Seafood.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
A giant wind turbine.
My contribution to the show is now done. My career might be also. Anyway, no, seriously, the awareness thing. I guess that's what my question is. When you walk away from this, a lot of effort is going into this.
We've been working on this. We're getting better at it because it's our third year in a row. And we've been working at it, meeting every week or two and lining up the folks and putting the schedule together. And I myself, I'm going to get some insulation into my walls. Last year we did this and I ran out and got the audit done. So I find out where the hot air is getting out of my house. I'm always a little tentative talking about hot air being a teacher. But
you're opening yourself up, so yeah. just be ready. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. So anyhow, I got the audit done last year, and now I'm ready to get a contractor. I'm hoping by going to this summit meeting, I will actually be able to engage in actual workers who come out to my abode, my humble abode on the edge of town, and help us tighten things up. And understanding is that with the Homestar rebates that are coming our way from the federal government, and the ability to perhaps cut my heat and electric bills down by as much as 25-30% a year, the improvements I'm planning on making in my home will probably pay for themselves and within 5 years. That's what I'm thinking.
We're fortunate. This is HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. We're fortunate to have Mr. Bill Seacrest here talking about the fact that we're hosting the third annual Alternative Energy Summit. It's nice to hear that you're practicing what you preach. In other words, you're doing these things. It's not rhetoric to you. It's not just words. Let's go out and do this thing, and let's make our own. It starts at home. I know it does.
Yeah, man. It starts at home, and I've been here since the first Earth Day in 1970. I've been what I would consider to be something of an activist in terms of environmental issues, and I'm sorry that we had to slide so far down in the last 40 years since the first Earth Day until we get to a point where they're now talking about catastrophic changes at hand unless we get our stuff together. So even though it's been a long winding road, I'm hopeful that at this point now the stars are in alignment, everything's coming together so that we can actually get things turned around and help things grow.
Real quick, and I'm sorry, Lindsay.
No, go ahead. No.
The Student Environmental Association, you're the advisor?
I am.
Okay.
I'm one of them. Lourdes Lorry is my partner, and she works really hard to make that club as successful as it is.
Well, we have on the 16th of March, which is next week, you are showing in the Barry Auditorium in the ASCC building. The Student Environmental Association is putting on the film The 11th Hour that I just talked about, between 11 and 12:30. What we have to give this a boost, because you and I have both seen it. You've seen it about, what, 47 times?
47, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio, we were talking about how great it is as somebody with his kind of clout and his Hollywood pull. He did this, I'm sure, complimentary. I'm sure this wasn't a paid gig. And he went out there and he promoted it well. He was a tribute to his industry. Because, you know, let's face it, a lot of people do whatever's hip, whatever's chic, you know, what cause. And this is a very serious cause, and he took it very seriously. What can we tell people to get them to come see this thing?
It's a very powerful documentary. It pretty much lays out the situation as it stands today, that every major ecological system in the world right now is in a state of profound decline, and everybody knows it. And what are we going to do about it? And one of the great things about the film is after it lays the cards on the table, it demonstrates all of the various ways and means and folks and new technologies all around the globe that are pulling together to get things straightened out. I think one of the points that they make is there's over a million different voluntary organizations which are in existence right now, which are all aiming towards redressing our extreme ecological and environmental imbalance and getting ourselves back into a sustainable lifestyle.
We've been taking long enough. It's time to give it back.
Yeah.
And some of that giving back may mean, and I hate the word sacrifice. I do, because you tell me I have to sacrifice something automatically, and I think it may be human nature. So no. You know, well, the thing is, the sacrifice in this case may mean looking at alternative ways. That's the sacrifice. And really, what were you going to say?
Well, it would be a sacrifice to me if I could take a train in here. A number of us live out away from campus. So that's too bad. When I set up shop where I live now on the edge of town, people weren't thinking so much about the high cost of driving.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to getting that train going.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
me
the
too.
Train from Detroit heading west, and that'll
big mass
be
a, transit going on.
Yeah,
right. Nice.
That'll be great, man. Sit back, read the newspaper. You know. Pat the dog.
You're gonna bring your dog?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I want to be there for that train ride.
All right.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Well, all I was gonna say is that I'm very proud that Henry Ford Community College is able to host the Alternative Energy Summit once again for the third year in a row, and I want to make sure our listeners know that it is on Friday, March 19th, beginning 8 o'clock in the morning. Be there for registration. I want to stress that
it's free.
When it is free. Friday, March 19th. That's next Friday. That's soon. So, right? That's next Friday?
Yes.
Yeah? That's next Friday.
A week Friday.
Yes. So, very, very important. Very, very proud student here of Henry Ford Community College that we are putting this on once again. Third annual Alternative Energy Summit. Very nice.
Anything you want to bring people aware to before this?
Look forward to seeing you all there. It's a great opportunity to get out there and catch the spark of inspiration, because once you see what's available to you, homeowners or just folks who are looking forward to growing up and living in the world, people who have children or expect to have children, this is something that must be done. And
yes,
people of goodwill need to jump in there and help out. That's what happened. That's it. We need to do this. Yeah.
And we thank you for not only being here, but for being a big part of this. You're a big part of all of these things that are pointing toward our future.
It is very inspiring.
Huh.
Very, very inspiring. Pleasure.
Thanks.
We're going to hold hands and sing in a minute, aren't we?
Can we sing Kumbaya?
Let's do it. I'm Kumbaya, feeling it.
Kumbaya, my love. Kumbaya. All right. I was just kidding.
Going with it.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Yes, you were. That was great. You know, but fortunately, we can edit that out.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Seacrest, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I know we'll have you back on the show again. There's a lot of things going on, and you're in the middle of a lot of them.
Well, thanks for having me, Dennis and Lindsay. It's been a great pleasure.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back after this non-commercial message.
It's that time of year again. Spring is upon us, and so are spring-summer registration dates for Henry Ford Community College. Online registration starts March 22nd, and in-person registration begins April 12th. Visit hfcc.edu for more information.
And we are back. That was before the non-commercial break. We were fortunate enough to talk to Mr. Bill Secrest. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think he's great. He's the director of Religion Studies Program.
I have him Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I'd heard about him before I actually took his class.
See, I've heard about him too. I've never taken his class, but he's like one of those professors here that I think everybody knows who he is, even if you don't take his class.
Oh,
like
definitely.
He kind of
transcends just being a teacher. You know what I mean? He's a mentor to so many people. Never heard one person say anything negative about him, and I certainly wouldn't be the first one. I couldn't be the first one to do that. I have a great deal of respect.
And you can certainly tell the passion that he has for this this event that's being the summit that's going on here at the school, and that's really cool.
I'm really glad you asked that question because on the surface, summit. How would that be different than a conference? Well, according to Bill Secrest, it's a world of difference.
Yeah.
And Summit is an appropriate name for it. So that's next week. That's the 19th. It'll be all day. I know I'll be here. I have classes, and I help with the journal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be here, and I'm going to immerse myself in as much as I possibly can.
That's what I was going to ask him. I'm sure I can find out. And if anybody else is wondering the same thing, I have classes, so I won't be able to be at the Summit when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
For like 8 o'clock registration and everything, but I would like to like pop in maybe around noon or one. I wonder if that's acceptable. That was something that I had meant to bring up.
Right.
And just kind of slipped my mind.
Okay.
But I'm sure if anybody else is wondering that same thing, they can call 313-845-9601 to get more information about the Alternative Energy Summit. And if you have something going on in the morning hours and you wanted to maybe pop in around noon, because it ends at 4.
4 or 4:30?
4 o'clock is what I have here. 8:30 to 4 o'clock.
You're right. 8:30 to 4 o'clock, March 19th. Okay.
So if you are one of those students or someone in the public that may not be able to make it at 8 o'clock for registration, call that number, 313-845-9601. I actually am kind of thinking, though, if there's a registration being held at 8 o'clock, it's expected that you're going to be there at 8 o'clock for registration and be there for the remainder of the day to hear these important speakers and these breakout sessions that he was talking about and learn more about the alternative energy programs here at Henry Ford. So I don't think that you would want to miss any of it.
It doesn't seem like you'd want to miss it, but no. For the people that have other things planned in the morning or whatever, I think it's a valid question and one that we can find out.
Yeah.
Well, and don't forget that if I can bring this up, this might be a good opportunity. I know this is closer to home and we would do this later in the show. We're trying to do things the further out they are. We did them earlier in our show, and as we get further in the show, they're the things that are more around the corner.
Current.
Yeah. And one of the things that's going on Wednesday is the mayor of Dearborn's, the city of Dearborn's State of the City Address. And WHFR, the station you're listening to right now, the station making waves, will be broadcasting that live. We are the exclusive station broadcasting that live.
We are the station for Dearborn.
I think so.
I'm starting
to believe that.
Yeah.
And and so we're broadcasting that, and Jay Cornick does his WHFR, the new WHFR journal on Friday. He will not be here for this Friday, so I will be helping him with that with Amy Powers, and it seems like Lindsay.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have an answer
to
the
guest appearance.
We'll bring this up again on Friday, and in fact, maybe have an answer to that.
Yes.
I think it's a good
idea.
Good point, yeah. Back to what you had. I know you had something pretty cool.
Well, there's something cool going on next Friday, another thing on the 19th, it's open mic night here at Henry Ford Community College. The Community Service Club is putting on open mic night, and it's time to show off your talents, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Singing, poetry, instrumentals, and more. So you can go play the ukulele.
I can play the ukulele.
And do your dance. And
do my dance.
Do your dance.
Now officially called the woohoo dance.
Woo-hoo.
I think that's important because it's the spring break.
Well, you must sign in by 6:30 p.m. If you want to do this.
I'll be there a day in advance.
I encourage this 100%. 7 to 10, it's going to be going on right here in the Student and Culinary Arts Center Pavilion. And you can show up 6:30, sign up, and perform. It's open mic. There will be food and snacks for purchase. And there is also raffles. There is no admission charge to this at all.
Okay.
You come in and you bring your guitar and you sing a song.
Wait, I thought it was my ukulele.
Well, I'm speaking to the public right now. You, yes. Because you're bringing the ukulele and you're tapping shoes or doing whatever you want to do.
I do bird calls while I'm juggling.
But you, to our people listening, you come in with whatever it is that you have that
not
is your
ukulele.
Talent. Yeah. No, Dennis doesn't need anyone to show him up on the ukulele.
No.
I don't know where that came
from. Like anybody
by the way.
Would.
Spring break, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got it in my. Like, yeah.
You got me. I'm
hooked.
All right, go ahead.
All right, but this is this benefit is for the American Cancer Society. So it's a good cause, and it's here at Henry Ford Community College, and it's show off your talent and make some friends, network. Who knows who's going to be there? Who's going to see you? Be your big break, Dennis. You never know.
Hey, wait, I'm the elevator operator here. I don't need a big break.
That's right, he is.
I did a little performance that got me nowhere.
Anyway, so if you are interested in this open mic and you feel that you want to know a little bit more about it, which I pretty much gave you everything you need to know, but if there's some little stipulation, something you need to know, 313-845-9865. You can call and ask whatever it is you would like to further know about, but Henry Ford Community College here, we are looking forward to seeing you come with your talents and play, sing, do some poetry.
So, and that's the same day as the
summit.
The summit.
So you can come and take part in a wonderful cause, learn about alternative energies and how you can help with the world.
Right.
And I mean, really,
it really is
the earth. And, then hang out, stick around, maybe go grab a bite to eat.
No, you got to go get something.
5101.
Go home, grab your piano,
all right.
Bring it up. Okay, no. That's why I play the ukulele.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to think that I play the ukulele. If you listen to this show, we know I love to eat. Lindsay and I love to eat. But
yes.
I think out of the two of us, most people would throw 400 pounds in my direction as opposed to yours. So
can
you imagine?
We can split it up individually.
This 400-pound guy playing a ukulele is just funny, but it's not the case. That's not a visual, an accurate visual.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
wow.
Hey,
it's spring break.
Woo-hoo.
I'm on it.
What else we got?
All right. Well, this is pretty cool. This is really cool, actually. The Irish Festival is going to be going on here once again at the Student Activities and Pavilion Center right here.
Right.
And it's going to be it's presented by the Student Activities and Council for American Cultures. And
they
what
do
it
a
is,
lot of cool
they do
stuff.
A lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really cool stuff. They sponsored the concerts that we talked about at our last show.
Right.
And now this is going on, and it's going to be an Irish festival held on Wednesday, March 17th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. here in the Student Center. And this festival is going to be featuring Irish cuisine. $2 a plate, Dennis.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Yep.
And there is going to be this magnificent high energy band, okay? They're called, I researched them a little bit.
I know you did.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward
to
hearing this.
Milish is what they're called. And they.
Can you spell that?
Milish. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, no, it sounds like Milish. Yeah.
They have a website, milish.com. But the band, they are the members here. Brad Phillips plays the fiddle, who I understand is a state champ at fiddle playing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. What's his name? Brad?
Brad Phillips.
Okay.
On the fiddle for Milish. And Mike Shimon, he is the percussion guy, and he's a national award-winning percussionist.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And
this isn't like you and me getting up there with spoons and
ukuleles and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, or a kazoo, right?
A kazoo.
And playing.
Actually, no, this next guy, Tyler Duncan, plays the whistle, but much, much, much more bigger than the whistle is this. It's a type of a bagpipe, and it's the national bagpipe of Ireland. And it's called I think it's Ilan.
I think
Ilan,
so too.
But it's spelled really strange. U-I-L-L-E-A-N. But I think it's pronounced Ilan.
And then you know what? Lindsay looked it up to see the phonetic spelling. And even that was.
I've never seen phonetic spelling spelled like this ever. Like it was like, whoa. Like I'm pretty smart.
We're
going to
cut
you
some slack. We will.
I can, for the most part, read a phonetic chart. I can understand it. And this was like, wow. It was like Gaelic or something.
I know. And, I mean, if by some chance you're so far off, like the correct spelling is pronounced or the correct pronunciation is like trumpet. Then we'll be upset. But I don't.
All right, well, thanks for that one.
But other than that, we'll give you some slack.
So he's a world champion Ilan pipes player, and like I said, it's the national bagpipe of Ireland. And you know when you hear the bagpipes, like well, this is going to be in the Student Center, and the bagpipes are like usually like they're loud.
I've only heard them
really,
outdoors.
Yeah, I've only heard parades, them outdoors. So this funerals, is why, yeah, I'm going to say the lawn pipe is much more sweeter in sound, and it's a lot more quieter than other bagpipes. So that is very fitting as to how they are able to play it here inside the student center. It is a softer sound and sweeter sound, because sometimes the bagpipe, I enjoy it, but a lot of people, it's kind of one of those ring in your ears.
It like, can be. It can,
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it really can be.
I mean, just as an aside, I've never, and I beg you, never go to a concert put on by novice bagpipers. Would that be the proper?
Is there many of those concerts?
Well, let's say you went, none that I'm aware of, but like I had a friend that wanted to learn bagpipes. It was something, you know, passed down in the family or whatever. And so he went to a bagpipe playing class, and I went to the concert, and it was the first one. You know, anybody just learning something doesn't have the aptitude at it that somebody that's been playing it longer would.
Mm.
I guess I'm trying to be really nice here. There were a group of about five people that were just really bad at it.
See, bad bagpipe.
That's what I'm
playing.
Saying. You see where I'm headed?
Yeah. See, I've been to a concert where there was bagpipe playing, and it was awesome. It
right.
was like oh, quite, you know, it was really cool. It was Dropkick Murphys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really, really cool.
Absolutely.
With the, you know, I mean,
so you can imagine if somebody really didn't know how to play it that well, how that would, like nails on a chalkboard kind
of. Yeah. Well, I am happy that this Tyler Duncan of Malish is able, he's a world champ.
That's what I want to hear.
Pipe player, so.
He's a world champ.
Bagpipe player.
Yeah.
And then, okay, then the last guy in the band.
And we are determined
is,
to bring... Did we not say we're going to talk to these people, get a couple sound bites from them?
Definitely,
right?
For our show on the 23rd. Yep. Tune back in on the 23rd for the Campus Connection with me and Dennis and hear a little bit from Malish and how their day was here playing at the Irish Festival.
I mean, if we can get them to play something, we will. I don't know
if
what.
If we can get that bagpipe in here, that'd be awesome.
I don't know what the logic or the logistics are, but we're going
to
try.
We're going to talk to Tyler, see what he's all about.
That's right.
Feel, yeah. Okay, then I've been dying to get to this one.
But anyway, so. But I was, all right, go ahead.
Oh.
Gosh.
Jesse Lee Mason, he's the guitar player, okay? Title-defying creative mastermind, insert adjective here,
wait,
guitarist.
That's what it says?
Yes.
Is that on their website?
Isn't that great? That's their website.
That's funny.
I'm quoting their website.
Say that again.
Title-defying creative mastermind, insert adjective here, guitarist.
I love it.
It's great.
So my adjective would be awesome. I've not heard him, but we'll see.
Phenomenal. We'll see.
All right, yeah. No, I'm sure he's fine.
I'm sure these guys are going to put on a really good show, and it is going on 11:30 to 1 p.m. in the Student Center on March 17th, and that is on Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day. How fitting. You know, wow. How do you know?
I'm ready. Well, you know what's funny is that you said there's $2 a plate, but you know, then I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
And there's more food available.
There's something big going on later.
Please tell me.
Well, it's $2 a plate for this Irish festival during the day, but then... But then... 5101 is putting on their Irish buffet.
Oh, I am so, yeah. Woohoo.
Good.
That gets a woohoo.
That gets a woohoo.
Woo-hoo
double
squared.
Woohoo. Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be $12 a plate.
I'm in.
All you can eat buffet.
All right.
And right here, Henry Ford Community College, 5101, our very, 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 very world renowned famous restaurant.
And we do know, they're world renowned maybe because of us.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, and it's traditional food. I don't want people, we've talked about it before. I won't go into detail about the menu other than
it's going to be, cabbage and corned beef, potatoes,
right.
Shepherd's pie.
Right.
And I believe soda bread.
Yeah.
What is it called? It's a soda bread type deal.
Right.
That's gone there. I mean,
really,
it's a buffet, folks.
It is. And then the desserts are amazing. Yeah. And it's good. So and a lot of people have things planned on St. Patrick's Day that involve, you know, celebrations or whatever. And
eating is very important.
It is important.
So make sure.
Some of the celebrating that people do, eating is very significant as a part of it.
Yes.
So, please.
And it's a buffet.
Join us here. Reservations are very much... not required necessarily, but very much suggested, recommended.
Yes.
Do we have a phone number where they can call?
Well, it's 5101. That's the last four numbers of the phone number. So is it 845?
It should be right in there.
No.
No?
No, because I was going on. That was just me. I don't have a sheet. We don't have a sheet.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No, that's the one thing that we don't have a sheet for. But 5101 is the restaurant. They have their website. The link is on Henry Ford Community College's website, hfcc.edu.
Right.
There is a link for campus dining, 5101. And the phone number, though, I know the last four digits are 5101.
So it's the same as 845.
845-5101, and reservations are strongly recommended, as Dennis said. So, and $12 a plate, all you can eat, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Mm. Sign me up.
I know. I'm in. I'm totally in. Wow, Lindsay. That went by fast. We're almost done. We got to get out of here. I do want to recap really quickly. We talked earlier about the 2010 census, the timeline. We got to get that done, folks. April 1st is Census Day. If you don't fill out the stuff, they're sending in the mail this month. They're going to come to your home. They're going to visit your home. That's not a bad thing. It's not as ominous as it sounds, but this is really important. This is 10 years, happens every 10 years, and we get 10 years of benefits, as they put it. Mm-hmm. So be counted. Also, we talked about the Memorial Mike Adria Memorial Golf Tournament that benefits scholarships here. That's May 19th. We'll talk about that a lot in the future, but want to plant the seed. Want to definitely thank Mr. Bill Seacrest for being here talking about this. The third annual Alternative Energy Summit. Lindsay, you're just a great guy.
Thank you very much to him.
He also talked about the film, The 11th Hour. The Alternative Energy Summit will be the 19th in the big, we call it the glass building.
Mm-hmm. Evergreen Road.
Evergreen Road, 5101 Evergreen, the Andrew A. Mazar Administrative Services. And then the 11th Hour film was also in that building in the Barry Auditorium, and that's on the 16th. So that'll be next, what, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 16th. Yeah, next week. Check out the film. They both kind of go hand in hand.
All right. The Women's Recognition Luncheon, big deal, that is going on March 26th. Make sure you RSVP by this Friday, March 12th. Very important that you RSVP for this. Register online at hfcc.edu. And the Pre-Education Conference. Show up. You're going to education. It's your thing. Go there Saturday, March 27th, 8 to 1:30. You're going to learn lots.
If you're in an industry, you want to learn as much as you can about it. Here's your opportunity.
Definitely. Transfer seminars going on. Our first transfer seminar will be next week, Tuesday, March 16th. Eastern Michigan University will be here in the Learning Resources Center building. Very big.
You don't have to go there. They're coming to you. This is huge.
Exactly.
Another thing.
And HFCC Community College Service Club puts on open mic night Friday, March 19th. Dennis will be there with his ukulele.
Ukulele and my spoons. You got it.
Oh, geez. And the Irish Festival. So make sure to check out Malish, have some food, go to the 5101 for their buffet, and everybody have a very, very safe and celebrate
responsibly.
And enjoy your spring break.
Yes.
Spring break. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. And we will be back 23rd of March for another edition of HFCC's Campus Connection. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye, Dennis.
This is Hari from I Fight Dragons, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to One Chord to Another every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. I am your host, Jeff. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me. Today is going to be a little bit different than usual. Today, it is...